three men were Gary Donnelly, 52, of Enniskerrin Road, Kieran Anthony Boyle, 27, of The Meadows, and Anthony Lancaster, 50, of Circular Road, all in Derry City. And all three were charged with arranging or organising a meeting that they knew would be addressed by a member of a prescribed organisation, contrary to the Terrorism Act, on April the 9th last year. They didn't speak during the appearance, they just nodded their head to confirm their identity and that they understood the charges. The detective sergeant connected the three to the charges, and under questioning from Defence Solicitor for Donnelly and Boyle, Mr Paddy McDermott, he agreed that Donnelly's one of Donnelly's allegations was that he had been to push a man in a mask who came out of a gazebo in the cemetery. And the officer says, yes, this was true, but there was also other events on the day. In relation to Boyle, he was asked, did Boyle unfurl a tricolour? And again, the detective sergeant says, yes, but there was other actions today, including adjusting an umbrella that was being used as a cover. In relation to Lancaster, it was said that he had made a statement to police and that he also told police the only meeting I organised was on behalf of the 32 county sovereignty movements. The police did not oppose bail, so all three, Judge Mr Mervyn Bates said he would be granting bail, but he set quick conditions. He says that none of the three were to attend any meeting, events, protest or march organised on behalf of the 32 county sovereignty movement or any group, including the Irish Republican Army or any other illegal group. On April 1st this year, which is Easter Monday, the date of the traditional Dissident Republican March, the men were to sign on at Strand Road PSNI station at 3 p.m. and also at 9 p.m.